This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
You know, I want to say before, because, you know, what we say usually gets so much traction, this 24-10 thought, I don't think the NFL will let that happen. The NFL's not going to send pregame shows and Wheel of Fortune and everybody else that's coming to Buffalo for this game and have it be 24-10. It's a national audience.
If the game's going like that, we'll see a pass interference flag way downfield or something.
One.
Like,
eight.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going to let Kansas City lose 24-10. They could lose a closer game. Both teams will get calls that will bump that. I'm going to take that back. I'm not sure I want the under. Because of the, whatever you want to call what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to use the C word. With replay assist, here's what I'll do. I've just heard from replay assist. That's what they call it, right? Not assistant or...
Replay assist.
Replay assist. And the call of 24-10 has been overturned.
That would really be something. I think that would be unprecedented if they did that. I'm about to say, well, my thought was to say something, you know, ridiculous, and I don't know how outrageous it would be, but I'm pulling back from saying it as outrageously as I was going to. On the list of benefits to the Bills winning this game for me, it's not the top. I was going to say, like, is it bad if the main reason I want the Bills to win this game is so I don't have to listen to an hour, 2 hours, 20 hours of people bitching and moaning about the Chiefs getting all the calls? Professionally, I think. Not so much personally, because, you know, whatever. I can handle it. But it's on the list. It's not the biggest, you know, the seedings, beating the Chiefs, sending Mahomes home sad, all that outranks not seeing endless memes about the refs wearing Chiefs uniforms and all the stuff. It's just like, it's peak insanity, I think, the Bills and the Chiefs. Really, it's about the Chiefs. Like, every week they play, and it's like, you know, I got to see super slow-mo clips of the right tackle, like, over and 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 over. I'll stop. Oh, my gosh. Like, just Bills, for my sanity, please, just win the game. Just win the game. I don't care how close. Just get it to the garage. And I don't have to hear about all the false starts and all the stuff Kelsey gets away with or whatever.
You know what, though, guys? In the playoff game, on the road, Kansas City, here, January, 2-for-15. They only broke the rules twice in that entire game, all the players combined. 2-for-15. Bills 5-for-28. Kansas City had the ball for rounding up 23 minutes.
Yeah.
In that game.
I heard that this week, and maybe of all the things from that game, that was the most surprising to hear, because, like, I don't remember caring about it, first of all, because, you know, the Bills lost. So there's one. But two, a team goes, you know, 9 yards of play against you, you might be inclined to think that they probably had the ball more than that. You know, like, it just was, when they had it, they were very effective. The Bills held on to the ball a lot in that game. I mean, the numbers pointed out.
37 minutes to 22 right. and change.
Right.
Let's go to Pete next. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, man.
So, I'm driving along here. I'm on my way to actually a viewing party for the Tyson fight tonight. Bunch of us that used to live together in the 90s are going to watch the fight and probably walk down memory lane.
It's fun.
That sounds like a good time.
Reason I'm bringing that up is I feel like I've actually been more excited for this Tyson fight all week than I am for the Bills-Chiefs game for some reason. I sort of feel, maybe it's because I'm getting together with some friends or whatever, but sort of feel dead inside about Sunday. And it, maybe I deserve it to be slapped, but it's kind of gotten boring, Bills-Chiefs. And I hate to say that, but I'm thinking back to when Brady and Manning would play all the time, and that was the game of the week. And it just, I don't know, maybe it's the cushion that we have in the AFC East and, you know, this game isn't as important as it should be, but just kind of feel dead inside. I'll
yeah.
leave you guys with that.
All right. Thank you, Pete. Have a good time tonight. I would guess, I mean, if it were me and I had that kind of gathering planned tonight, I'd be really looking forward to that, too, more than Sunday, if I'm just going to watch the game Sunday at home, you know, with my family or whatever. So that sounds completely normal. Dead inside is strong. I mean, that's a lot stronger than I've wanted to go at this the whole time. But this is really what we've been talking about. The thing we've talked about most this week, I think, has been this. And I don't know. To me, it's not boring, but if the Bills couldn't beat the Chiefs, ever, you know, or if the rivalry were more lopsided in the regular season, it's lopsided in favor of the Bills recently here. I mean, since this all began, the Chiefs beat them in 20. And since then, the Bills have won the other three regular season meetings against them. So it's, you know, it doesn't feel like I can't beat them or the Bills can't beat them. It feels like the Bills can't beat them in January, and there's nothing to be done about that in November. So you're kind of stuck there, and you mix in the excellent records both teams have, and yes, the one seed is something to be chasing, and it is still attainable. But even that is... I'm going to need the Chiefs to drop another game, and I'm going to have to hold serve, and I've got some tougher games coming up. I don't know, the whole thing is just, it doesn't feel like I want it to feel, is how I would put it. So I wouldn't say dead inside for me, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, and I'm just very different in that way about this. Whether that's good or bad, I don't know, it's just personal. For the last 3 years, we talk all offseason, every day, about what the season will be like. And a lot of it is like what it'll feel like. And the Bills have become a team for a few years now where they're really only going to be measured by or remembered for what happens in the playoffs. So if that's your team, what do you do with the actual regular season? Like, it's many more games, but a good hockey team, the Leafs, what's the point of the regular season? Is it fun? Is it interesting at all? Oh, I might be the 2 seed. Oh, I might be the 3. You sit there for 6 months wondering if you're going to play game one at home? I mean, how is that interesting? I mean, relatively speaking. I'll answer my own question. Why it works for so many people is they're not thinking like that. They're just thinking about, this is fun. It's fun to watch and root for, and I can care about the standings. I don't have to care about the standings. It might be healthier to not, because there's really not that much interesting about it. You're going. So football, there's fewer games. That makes it more intense. These years where how do we sort of take in the regular season when it's all about the playoffs? Well, you know, if, again, you're somebody that just, you enjoy it like so many of us do, and you don't obsess about the standings and everything else, that's part of it. But still, it's more about just like going to the stadium, turning on the TV, rooting for the Bills, very much casual and fun. Great. This game, for me, with that struggle, is the best because it's been so interesting this week, not only talking about the matchup and the rivalry and the history, but also like what it, how it matters, or if it matters, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I can't lose. The world is, you know, right. Not the world. The country is watching, and, you know, parts of Munich and London will be watching because it's, you know, this is their sport now, too. I can't lose. Like, I get to see, you know, the caller's talking about Brady and Manning. If I'm not a Bills fan, but I'm a Seahawks fan or something, and the Sunday night game is New England Indianapolis, I'm down for that. Yeah. This is something I care about, the legacy of these players and coaches and franchises, and this is the next chapter, and that is absolutely Kansas City Buffalo. This is the next chapter in that next year we'll be talking about, you know, whether it's four in a row in the regular mm-hmm. season, everything. You know, so I love all of that, and I'm enjoying being really relaxed about the outcome because I'm kind of fine either way.
Yeah. I respect that. I miss the edge. It feels very foreign to me to be sitting here at this time on a Friday talking about this game, and I just don't have the edge that I normally would have. And that is relaxing, but it feels weird to me. So I can't enjoy it. I'm uncomfortable in my own skin, right, because I don't have the anxiety that I feel like should be there. And I can't find it. I can't pretend. It's not there.
Jeff is next. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, guys. First time, long time. Great topic. Love the show.
Thank you.
Same kind of feeling. It's kind of a lose-lose here. We win the game, and everybody's going to say, oh, well, what are we going to do about, you know, January? We're going to be able to do the same thing. If we lose, everybody's going to feel bad about it, and they're like, oh, well, this is what we got to deal with for come January. So, you know, I've listened all week, both morning and afternoon, and everybody's saying the same thing. Some people think it's the Super Bowl. We still got to beat them in January. So I think that's why we're having a hard time getting excited. I know I'm going to the game, and I'm looking forward to it. I want to see us win, but we still got to beat them in January.
Right.
Yeah, that's what makes it.
Listen to what you guys got.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, that's what makes it tough, that part. That's what the Bills have, in a sort of harsher sounding way than I mean it. That's what they've earned by having lost those playoff games.
Yeah, I mean, if we were in the midst of a scenario where the Bills have, you know, were, you know, one win, two wins maybe in these seven matchups so far, then that would be a different thing. It would feel more like, you know, I need them to know they can beat this team so that they can beat them in January. I don't have that. Like they to me, I know, and you can differentiate. Like, I know Josh Allen even did this week when asked about and complimented about how well he's played against the Chiefs at times. He said, you know, yeah, but, you know, I got to do it, and we got to do it when it matters, the most anyway, not that this doesn't matter. And so, like, even that, you know, like anybody who says, like, this is our Super Bowl, I feel like, maybe they're even more casual than the fan you were describing a few minutes ago, Mike, because maybe they think because the Bills lose to this team in January, like they do, that they never beat them or something. Like, I don't know. They just black out the wins because, you know, they're earlier in the season or whatever it is. Like,
I don't think it's that for most people. I know people like that. I think it's more just if you're a Bills fan, you know it's going to end in disappointment.
Mm.
It's not a Kansas City point. It's more just like, yep, here we go. Like, this is what it always ends in disappointment.
I hope I can enjoy this now because I know it's going to be bad in the
right.
end. Right.
That's not me.
Right. Me either.
But
right.
I think that's a lot of fans.
I hear you. Yeah.
That's sort of the history of the team. And, you know, the Sabres are roped into that too, right? One way, somehow.
Yep.
Wide right, no goal. Home run, throwback. One, somehow. 13 seconds. Somehow. I do not recommend that. I think that's a choice.
Right.
I think that's
right.
a choice.
Right.
And for the fourth or fifth year in a row, 28-ish NFL teams would love to trade places with ours. Mark is next. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, the call of two callers ago where he said he's bored with Bills and Chiefs, Are you kidding me? The last 5 years, I believe Bills Chiefs are the best non-divisional matchup going by far. I had to call. These are the best games. Bulldog, yes. This week's game does not have the flair or whatever you're looking mm-hmm. for. I realize that, and I realize it's not the end of the world if you lose on Sunday. But I love this rivalry, and I hope it continues. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Very good. Sean is next. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Can relate to Bulldog here, feeling not on edge, but I will say after listening all week that I'm getting towards edge here.
I know what you mean. I said at the outset of today's show, I feel edgier than I did on Monday, but I'm still not where I want to be. But I know what you mean.
Yeah, so this is bringing up some things. I have been to the last three games in Kansas City, and I went to the game during COVID in Kansas City, and I just say from a fan's perspective going into enemy territory, last year what I really noticed was, you know, when we beat them and that Kadarius Toney play and everything, I mean, there was a lot of rage from fans, and I had to be pretty cautious about walking out of there. And you could just kind of sense that they were sick of us coming into their place and winning the last three of our season. I mean, the reality is we hadn't played them again since the 13 seconds game where they beat us. And so last year's game, you know, I think had a lot of juice, and it was really intense, and it came down to the wire, and was a great game. But now I think just coming in, this rivalry is just absolutely awesome. I mean, these are two of the best. They've played so much. The intensity of the fans, you know, I remember going to those first games, and it was kind of like, oh, this is cute. Bills fans are coming. We have a good barbecue. You guys have wings, you know. But now I've noticed, I mean, it's intense. It's heated up, and you notice that with the fans when you go to those games, and it's exciting to have them come to our place. And, you know, last year when we played them, it was December 10th when we played them, beat them 2017 on that play at the end. And now you're playing them again, you know, not as late in the year, but it's still late. And the chances are we're probably going to see them again. But the one thing I've always wanted is you guys talked about the one seed. I do want to fight for that thing. Let's mm-hmm. win this game. Let's go on a bye. Let's get healthy. It's the healthiest, like, maybe we've ever been possibly at the end of the year, with Milano and Miller and Rousseau playing the way. And we've just never had a defense in January, I felt, that could really shut somebody down and stymie somebody. McDermott's never been able to do it. And maybe, you know, getting healthy, getting a bye in the first round, which I know is still a long shot even if we win,
yep.
but that's a lot to play for.
I don't Job. Disagree with any of that. I mean, the one is attainable, and I really want it. It's I'm stuck there too, though, because I feel like that is going to drag. It's going to drag you into going hard for it. And if you do that and fail, and I know what a loser that sounds like, all right, but there's some benefit to letting the one go and just sort of taking care of your team and staying healthy and load management and that kind of stuff that I think could come into play, not right away if they lose this game, like, you know, after the bye, but, you know, towards the end here, once we get to December, December is the next game after this one, but the last three, four games of the year, they could be in a position where they can rest there instead of leaning into going for the one. And so, I don't know, like I guess I don't want to lean into trying for the one so hard and not get it that the big picture suffers. And they say anything about the Chiefs and the undefeated thing for them. It's like both teams are in a position here where it almost feels like losing wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for them. And I hate myself for thinking that.
You know, the Chiefs are here next year too.
Great.
And the following year, which would be in the new stadium. Next year, this is hold on. That's assuming the Bills and the Chiefs each finish first.
Okay.
Whoever finishes, if the Bills win the AFC East, whoever finishes first in the AFC West.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy.
or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll be here next year. Baltimore and Cincinnati also are guaranteed to be here next year. Next year is going to be amazing. Those teams, those are all conceivably, you know, probably great games in the last year of the stadium. Not to mention the Saints and the Bucks.
Cut it out.
And the Jets.
You were doing so well.
Right. I mean, probably Kansas City, Baltimore, and Cincinnati are all at Buffalo next year. And Kansas City is guaranteed to be here the following year in the new stadium.
All right.
Yeah. Cool, right?
So the talk of, you know, them never playing here is going to take a pretty big hit, right?
It will maybe seem the other way, right? Especially if there's another playoff game here. It could be like five
right.
in a row
right? Yeah.
between the teams
All
in
right.
Orchard Park.
Good.
803-0550, the number. We'll take a break for the update and then talk some more. It is Football Friday on WGR. Dunn Tire Drive at 5, even. The Dunn Tire Drive at 5 presented by Dunn Tire, the official tire dealer of the Bills. Brought to you as well by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Sidelined with a sprain, strain, or break, get to Excelsior Orthopedics Express. Picks at 6. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
It's huge. It'll be huge because of their number one in time of possession in the NFL, and that's a critical piece in order to win a game, is to make sure we can win as many of those third downs as possible. They're extremely high level in that window in particular, but also in everything else they do.
Hold on, I'll be right with you. It's the Nebraska-Iowa border.
Yep.
Down into Kansas and then east through Kansas City to St. Louis. We're talking about the Missouri River.
I think I crossed that river probably 10 times on my way out to the Midwest with Owen.
Was it like a quest? How many times can we cross the Missouri?
It was not. But I have a feeling we saw it frequently. Yeah, given that trajectory there, we traveled through a number of those states numerous times a few years ago. I miss those trips.
Oh yeah,
those roadies. It's easy for me to say. I don't have to do them anymore. Although next weekend we are the whole family. Bill's bye week lined up perfectly. We're going to see Sturgill Simpson in Boston, and that is going to be a leave Saturday morning early hotel right near the venue. Get in the truck Sunday morning, drive home. The hockey trips weren't even like that. Usually there were multiple days. This is going to be in and out. We're going to be in Boston for like 10 hours. I don't know, 12 wow. hours maybe. I don't know.
You're like Ross going to Hawaii to call a game.
Yeah, right, right.
Why
yeah.
not just have someone in Hawaii do it? That's maybe, well, no, this sounds like bad toward Ross. Ross is really good. But he's in Philadelphia last night.
Right.
The game's in Philadelphia. Ross did the game. That's easier. That makes sense.
That totally works.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Dan is next. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Kind of want to piggyback Bulldog. It sounds like you're going to be driving back from Boston. Make sure you set your pickup at Treehouse Brewery on the way back.
Yes.
They
Julius.
Amazing, amazing craft beers.
Julius.
My dad.
King, know it well. Mike
King is- Julius, Julius Green. And others. Yeah. I can name three.
People, including this man, have brought me that beer before.
I've been there.
Yeah,
I was going to say, Beer Washington is something they brew this time of the year, but I'll get into my Bills. Bills.
All right.
Shope, I really appreciate you hitting it on the head about being excited about big games in Buffalo. It was about 6 years ago that we didn't have any big games in Buffalo. And time has passed, and you know a lot of us remember those times. We have to be very thankful that we have a unicorn at quarterback taking on the best quarterback in the league. I know people probably don't like hearing that, but he just wins football games.
It's tough to deny, right?
Absolutely. And as somebody who has moved away from Buffalo and now lives in North Carolina and still flies up for games, you know, when you fly through these airports on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, how many other Bills fans do you see who also do the same thing and the same trip to get home to see their beloved Bills? Nights like these where it's 4:25 and the entire nation is watching, if that doesn't give you a little bit of goosebumps with the sun starting to set over Ralph Wilson Stadium, I don't really know if you have a pulse. It's going to be really awesome to see the atmosphere. It's going to be really awesome to have the NFL do a road show, which, as you guys know, is extremely, extremely rare for regular season football game. And the rest of the nation is talking about this game. So for us as fans, I think we need to kind of come down off the high horse, be thankful for what we have. And obviously we're going to hope the Bills win the game. But let's continue to be thankful because, you know, we're one play away from potentially losing this, right? These moments are great for the city because a lot of us have left, and we want to see the city thrive every way we can. So thanks, guys, and go, Bill.
Thank you, Dan.
Dan, well done. I mean, I take all that to heart. I know how I have sounded this week. I know how much I hated how I sounded 10 minutes ago. I definitely feel that. I love the point about the airports. Just the amount of people who travel now for these games, it's just so prevalent. And I think it's a good point. Even people that live out of town that come home for the games. We've heard from people over the years that have been doing that even in the drought. But now I would think this is much more prevalent. And they're a show everywhere they go. I mean, you know, I made a point of mentioning it after Seattle just because Seattle is, you know, across the entire country and the game ends and you've got Geno Smith talking about how it sounded like a road game to them at times in the stadium. You see all the people in the lower bowl when it ends, hanging out, getting sweatbands and wristbands and whatever from guys. That happened in Indianapolis again. Like, it happens. It happens everywhere they go. It just happens. I think they're so good now that even whatever the get-in price is, it's hard to find one that's too big. Because just like, I want to go. I have the time, and I'm targeting this game, and I'm going. And so whatever I got to pay on the secondary market, if that's where I end up, we're going.
By the way, the caller got me, I was moved a little bit, thinking about like CBS, the game actually coming on at 4:25. I don't care about the pregame show. I care about the significance of it, but I'm not interested in watching it. But the game coming, 4:25 Sunday, not only the picture, the scene, but it'll have Nance on it. And I want to say, he is easily the best NFL announcer right now. Easily. Respected to Rico. He gets all the big assignments. The voice, though. Like, Nance has the voice. I'm not a Joe Buck fan. Al Michaels is one of my all-time favorites. It doesn't quite sound the same as it used to. Nance, he'll put it perfectly. He will set that scene perfectly on Sunday. And, you know, I think it's a little bit of a challenge anymore with the Bills and the Chiefs because there have been so many games, and you and I all week are sort of tied up about what this one really means. But I'll take it. Like that moment, and then Romo too. Like that that moment, those two guys setting up kickoff will be great.
I echo every word of that about Nance. Romo, I'm not nuts about anymore. That just came and went for me. Like I just don't. It just doesn't work for me. But Nance is excellent, and I trust that. Like the caller's describing that, and you're talking like he'll find the right way to frame it that will make me feel things I probably today am telling you I don't feel about this game.
And it will sound good.
Right.
I mean, the Fox guy, forget it. Tirico's good. It's just there's not the same sort of gravitas thing with him. In my opinion, this is very subjective.
Yeah.
Nance is who you want there. First time this year with him and the Bills. For all the games over the years, this is our first Nance and Romo game.
All the disrespect. The Bills haven't had Nance yet.
Absolutely.
I'm complaining.
Absolutely.
They haven't rated Nance yet.
Tony next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, guys. Big last 10 minutes for those that are on team fired up. How could you not be? Big last 10 minutes. The call from Dan and Mike, you laid out, the telecast setting really nice as well. That said, I haven't had that hard of a time seeing it through the lens that maybe Bulldog's been talking about a little bit this week. And I might even be doing more of that, kind of internally over the last 24 hours, because I think the injuries in the passing game are significant and I think they're going to matter. What I'm really kind of looking ahead to and thinking about when I kind of think about, how I'm going to measure, health versus the wins and losses and are we playing our best football and all those sort of things. Man, I do not think that the number two seed is any sort of small consolation prize. I think it's massive. And as difficult as I think, even with a win, the way the schedules line up, it's going to be to pass KC for the one. That, too, matters so much to me. Whether it's, barring a Cincinnati sneaking into a seven, which would be very unlucky, that 2-7 is usually a touchdown favorite. And if things go according to plan, that Baltimore being here is darn near just as big to me as it would be in KC. Mm-hmm. I need that one here. Whoever it is, I need that second home game so I can get to where I think I might be the better team, regardless of the field that it's on against KC. So. Bulldog, I'm not trying to get you on one side here. Like I said, the last couple people that have talked have done a good job of that. But don't lose sight of that two, man. That two is huge, and you got to stack wins to get it.
Tony, I like it a lot. Yeah, that's a really good job. Because the way I laid it out earlier, like you go for the one and you miss, hopefully you don't hurt yourself doing that, but getting this game puts them in, depending on what happens around them here, puts them in really nice shape for the two. And you can maybe get the benefit of resting if you have the two sewn up, a week or two before the thing is over. I don't know. Maybe that's a lot to ask. But still, I like it. That's maybe the best job anyone to my ears has done to try to get me like more wound up about this. But I still end up just not feeling the downside, and I need the downside.
Since 2019, the Bills have played 20 late afternoon games. Four-ish.
Mm-hmm.
What's their record? Just you go with your gut. They've played 20 late afternoon games since the first one was Thanksgiving in Dallas. What's their record? Including playoffs.
10-10.
Correct. Were you playing the player?
No, it was really just a guess.
Really good. Perfect. Exactly right.
Just a guess.
Don't say just a guess. Say that you counted them all real quick in your head and knew it was 10-10.
Of course, I thought of the first one I thought of was the Philly game from last year. I'm like, okay, that's a loss. And then I thought of Hail Murray, and that was a loss. And then I stopped and just went, it's probably around 500.
10-10
That was it. I did two games.
Many of them, playoff games, of course, many of them are like this one, marquee national games, you know, like Philadelphia. And they're also when you play out west, like Seattle,
right?
A couple of weeks ago. 10-10, including playoffs and late afternoon games since 2019, 0-4 in overtime. Working backwards, Philadelphia, 13 seconds, Tampa, Houston.
Playoff game.
Playoffs. We'll go around the league in a dash and look for your calls as we continue next Football Friday. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog will be on after the game. Our coverage on Sunday morning starts at 9. We'll go all the way, include the game in this, by the way. The game is part of our coverage, and then we'll be on afterward for a couple of hours. This is WGR. Welcome back. NFL/college picks coming up at the top of the hour. Football Friday continues on WGR. In a moment, we'll go around the league in a dash. I feel like we have about 5 minutes here, and starting that now would be just too, would not be a dash. It'd be just too long.
It'd be like lumbering around the league.
Yeah, right.
And that's not the sponsor, so that wouldn't make sense.
Around the league in like a furlong or something.
Limping around the league.
We will make sure it's quicker. Kevin is next. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. I love talking to you guys. And I love hearing the guy from North Carolina talk about that. And because I'm one of those guys that I travel. I bring my family in and all that. And I don't know how many of you guys know about the Bills Backers Bars. Like, we have a Bills Backers Bar here in Ohio that draws a huge crowd every week for games. When I was in Houston, I walked into a bar, Bills Backers Bar, with 300 people in there. And my son's in D.C., and they have a place with 300 Bills Backers Bars going weekly. So it's a big deal. There's a lot of people, and I'm looking to do it. I know, going back to you guys, with the injuries that we're seeing this week and all that, I'm feeling still good. Kansas City has their injuries. We have our injuries. I think between our D-line and all that, it's going to be one of those 24-20 games, and the Bills are going to win. I feel confident they're going to win. And I know they're going to win because every time I call you guys, they win. 9-0 when they win.
Where in Ohio, Kevin?
I'm in Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton.
UD country.
I have family there.
Before you go, I want to just tell you this. I recognize your voice, and I like when you call us too, because you sound very much like an old friend of mine who I've lost touch with, and it tickles my brain in a way that I like. I think eventually he's going to prompt me to call him. So, good deal.
Okay. And you know what? That old friend might be something, because I know you live in East Aurora and you're a hockey guy, and I think my old friend may be close to you.
No, I don't live in East Aurora. We looked at a house once in East Aurora, but I'm still in Parkside in the city where we've been for 25 years.
That's the closest he's come to East Aurora. But
I just know I had friends that played hockey.
Yep.
With their kids played hockey with your son. So.
Thanks, Kevin.
Good deal, nice Kevin. Nice to hear from you. And I totally mean that. And I did know this guy through. I do know this guy through hockey. So
anyway. Dayton Flyers.
Yep.
Around the league in a dash, Bulldog. Now it's probably about right.
The Seattle Center on a Friday?
The Seattle Center retired today. Starting center.
Tough one there. Yeah. Connor Williams.
Yep. Former Dolphin.
Yep.
Baltimore, Pittsburgh. What should happen? What's better? Which team winning is better?
I thinking about the Bills finishing not in the one seed has me wanting Baltimore to win. Because I'd rather Baltimore is out of the wild card mix.
Oof.
So let them pass Pittsburgh, and I'll deal with Pittsburgh in the wild card mix. Because I don't want any part of, a 3-6 with Baltimore or something, or a 4-5, whatever, wherever the Bills end up. I feel like it's unlikely they'd end up being the 7 Baltimore, but I suppose it could happen. I just would rather they win that race and get out of my hair potentially for a wild card game.
You really could look at that one either way, too. If the Steelers keep winning and you just don't take them that seriously, like, what was it, 4 years ago? It's one of those situations, then that somehow is the draw you want when you get to the playoffs, if you're right. I do think there's a clear tier break between the top three teams in the conference, including the Ravens, not the Steelers, and the rest. So, I mean, it could fall just either way. You want to have Kansas City play Baltimore, I guess, if you agree with that, one way or another. One of those three teams will have to beat two of the others. We have to beat two of the others, so you don't want to have to be that team, I guess. Ravens could lose the game. They're a 3-point favorite on the road. 48.5 high total. Evan Abrams had, it's the second highest ever between Pittsburgh and Baltimore. So we'll see. This will be a real test for my 16-15, you know, hilarity.
Right.
Around the League in a Dash is brought to you by Dash's Markets, celebrating 100 years. Shop the family of finer foods. Picks coming up next. Thanks for being with us today. Football Friday. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.